Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, September the 12th, 2017. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. And tonight, we are looking at schools opening across the country today amid cash shortages and a plethora of other challenges facing the education sector. Let's get connected on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live on 001-202-619-2077. We are streaming live on Facebook, of course, as you would know by now, at VOA Live Talk, as well as on our websites. That's voashona.com, voandebele.com, as well as on voazimbabwe.com. Schools opened across the country for the third and final term today, with many parents failing to pay fees for their children, primarily because they could not access cash in the banks. On the other hand, teachers continue to complain about the implementation of the new curriculum for primary and secondary schools, calling it haphazard. We will be joined shortly by teachers' union leaders to explain their concerns. And, of course, we will also be hearing from students. Lichona njani, zuluganda ba ikutibana uhlelo lwenu uhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje ke isiqokoqela sendaba utaba olukhulu esikhuluma ngalo ngolokuvulwa kwesikolo. Lizakhumbula ukubana bahambile ke abantwana esikolo lamhlanje abamaboarding ngelethemba bahambe namuhla abanye bahambe izolo. Kodwa ukhona ukuthi abanye abazali bayakhala ngemali yama-school fees, bathi imali kayibambeki emabhanga njengobana lisazi ukubana kulo dubo lokusilela kwemali elizweni. Ngakho abanye bathi kabayenelisanga ukubhadalela abantwana babo imali yemfundo. Kanti ke le nhlanganiso emela ababalisi bemaphandleni ibika ukubana abanye abantwana baxotshiwe lamhlanje, bafike baphenduswa ezikolo ngoba bengakabhadali imali yama-fees. Yilo ke udaba esingalo lamhlanje. Sizaphatha njalo udaba lwe-curriculum entsha ezikolo zama-secondary le-primary. Ababalisi bayakhala bathi i-implementation yakhona, ukuhlelwa kwakhona akuhambi kuhle, kanti i-government yona uhulumende uthi usedinge ababalisi abazafundisa ama-subjects amatsha abuya ephansi kwe-new curriculum le abafika 2,300. Yibo ke ababalisi uhulumende athi usebaqatshile, baqalile nje umsebenzi lamhlanje befundisa ikakhulu ama-subjects amatsha abuya le curriculum entsha. Yilo udaba olusegudwini lamhlanje. Kwaziwa ivatereri kusangana muchirongwa chenyu. Chirongwa The Connection, nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro. Vabereki, magona here ekuwanira vana mari yema school fees. Vakawanda venyu vatambotaura navo, uyezve vatumira mashoko pano pa Studio 7. Muri kuchema-chema nekuti hapana mari mumabhanga. Naizvozvo hamuna kunge muchikwanisa kuwana mari dzekubhadharira vana venyu kuzvikoro. Sangano rinomirira varayiridzi vekumareserva re Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe ri kutaura iro kuti kutsvagiridzo ya raita yaratidza kuti pane vana vakawanda vadzingwa kuzvikoro nhasi nenyaya yema school fees iyi saka ndiyo nyaya iri mugango ya tiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi. And let me welcome our first guest tonight and that's Obed Masaraure, president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Obed, good evening and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening. Thank you so much. Good evening, listeners.
Let's dive straight into the topic. Obed, you released a statement earlier today talking about, pupils being turned away from schools today because they had not paid school fees. Can you elaborate on that? How widespread was this problem?
Okay, it is a countrywide issue. I think the SDCs across the country, they now have a new immunity. They acquired after obviously spending a lot of money for an all-heads conference that was held recently with borrowed money, especially when headmasters were forced to use their own money to fund for the Dogora convened process. And now to try to recoup those funds, SDCs are now demanding fees payment upfront before learners can be admitted into school premises. It is reports from Manicaland, where in one school in Wonde, only 12 learners could be accommodated on the school premises out of the 340 enrolled. The total enrollment of that school. I have a report from Masingo in Bikita East, where I was told that in one class there were only 3 learners out of a possible 40 learners. It was the rest could not be admitted because they could not pay the fees. So basically, the right to education for the learners is now being violated, and I don't see the government being able to do anything about it because they initiated the crisis. They forced the headmasters to spend their money funding in OAS conference, and these headmasters are claiming that they want their money back, and they are working in cahoots with the SDCs to try to force learners to pay something upfront because they would be admitted into classes.
Please do stay on the line there, Mr. Masaraure, as I welcome our second guest. That's educationist Ubabutandeko Zintimkandla. Good evening, Mr. Mkandla, and welcome on Studio 7.
Thank you, Ntunga, and thank you to the listeners and the co-host.
You are in Gwanda. Tell us what was the situation like today there. We hear, of children being turned away at some schools elsewhere in the country. What did you observe in Gwanda?
Well, generally, it's the norm, it's a trend that's nationwide, that in the opening day of schools, the heads of schools or the SDCs or SDAs will be hard-pressed to cover up for their expenses. Hence, they'll be sending people back home to remind the parents that they have an obligation to pay fees. It's a nationwide thing. It cannot be said to be limited to only one specific geographical location. It's just nationwide. Of course, not all schools do it, but the majority of the schools, they do it so that the people remind the parents of their obligations to the education of their children.
Kodwa umphathi ntambo wezemfundo kumbe ngithi uhulumende baba Mkandla se uhlala ekhuluma nje sithi kubana akulamntwana omela xotshe esikolo ngenxa ye school fees ngenxa yembadalo ukuzuke kuhambe njani lapha nxa uhulumende eyakhuluma okunye kodwa abezikolo bona batholakale besenza esingathi opposite okwehlukeneyo kulaloko okukhulunywa uhulumende.
sakela njani ndunga liqiniso sibili ukuhulumende lo uyakhuluma kungakukhulumayo njengoba nje vele ehlala ekhuluma lezinto ezibhambene labantu angikholwa mina njalo angiboni ukuthi kuyintando yabaphathi bezikolo ukuthi abantwana babuyiselwe ngekhaya mina ngithatha njengokuthi ngabantwana abayakhumbuza abazali lelo bala lokuthi lokuxotha angikholi ukuthi yilo ngoba akujiwo ukuthi phumane kambani kuyabe kuthiwa hambani ekhumbuza abazali ukuthi balo mlando ubana babhadale ifees yebo kambe uhulumende angatho njalo athi abantwana kumelanga baxotshwe kumbe babuyiselwe emuva ngoba kuqala kwakungcono ngoba kwakulakodwa igranti eyayiphiwa izikolo kusukile primary kusuke secondary ukhangela ukuthi abantwana bangaki uhulumende abe sephoselwe okuncane ukuncedisa izikolo kundleko lezi ezabe zikhona manje pholo mthombo wathi anitolontolo ngesikhalanga khathesi uthi izikolo zenzeni benze njani ngobana uhulumende vele ngasela ndlela kumbe asela ncedo alunika izikolo akwazi ukukhuluma efaka imithetho eminye engelangqondo eyenza ukuthi ekugcineni kube sengathi izikolo labazali bayaxabana uhulumende nguyohlulekayo ukuthi ngabe uyanika abantwana lokhuyana okwakuphuma kuqala isikolo ngesikolo ngeqiniso kula mphathi wesikolo ongabuyisela abantwana nxa engabe ethola ingcosana evela kuhulumende.
Mhm. Siyabonga baba uMkandla qhubeka ubambile khonapho ke mbuyele kuma Saraure. Ngoma ma Saraure ma taura mu statement ya ma Burisa Nasi muri kuti imimi province ye ma Thebeleland North ndiyo ya wanikwa ichita vana va shoma vaenda kuchikoro nasi pane zvikonzero zvamanzwa here.
Ndinotenda zvikonzero zvizhinji zvatiri kunzwa ndezvekushayikwa kweupfumi kuti vabereki vatumire vana kuzvikoro ikoko nekuti pane mashoko atatichitambira angatiratidza kuti upfumi hwekunzvimbo iyoyo vanhu vari kutotambura kuunganidzawo mari dzekuti vatoraramawo sevanhu saka vanenge vachizoti upfumi ushoma hwavainawo kuti vazobvisawo mwainzovana kuchikoro zvinenge zvichivaremera saka mari nyaya zhinji yange iri panyaya yekushayikwa kwemari yekuti vana vaende kuzvikoro kwacho asi tanzwawo zveimwe nyaya yevabereki vari kuratidza kuona kunge zvedzidzo zvisisina direction kana zvisisina kana zvakwazviri kuenda zvazvobatsira vana vavo vachiratidza kutitsumwa nenyaya yekuti dzidzo yavo inenge iri kungobva kuHarare ichingoimbozwa kwavari isinei nezvimwe zvavanenge vachitarisira kwavari zvekuti havachina yatingati havachina motivation yekuti vana vacho vanyanyoende kuzvikoro zvekuti kuenda kwevana rangoo chekuti ndokuti mwana anokurirako asi hazvisiri zvekare zvekuti vanhu vaishingirira nepese pavaigona kuti dai vana vakwanisa kuti vadi vaende kuchikoro asi chimwe chikuru zvechazvonyanyodikakamadza pandataura neumwe mudzidzisi aripo anga achitaura iye achiti pachikoro chavari ivo vana vavo vazhinji vari pabhimu inoyegavhenmendi inoita kuti vana vavange vachidzidza mahara zvokuti nyaya yemari haingazove dambudziko kwavari asi vari kuchema vachiti bhimu yachona ringori zita nekuti hurumende yacho inenge isingauyise mari yekuti vana havadzidze zvokuzoitawo kuti kana vachita vacho vachizenge vauya munguva zhinji vari kuzoshaya zvikwanisiro zvekuti vange vachivadzidzisa zvokuzoitawo kuti maybe nyaya yacho yedzidzo ingove yedambi zvekuti panoshaya munhu anongaite shungu nayo vanozozimara vangosiyana nazvo nekuti hakuna kudzidziswa kwakati chikiti kunenge kuchiitwa vana zvekuti vanongona kungogara kumba kana kungoya umwe musi kana vadavo.
Aha, please do stay on the line Mr. Masaraure. Sithathe umlaleli lapha uRobo Sibanda. Kunjani mtawini baba?
Hayi ngiyaphila ntunga linjani lina?
Hayi siyaphila. Kunjani lapho khona?
Hayi napa kuhle kodwa hey uhlupho lolo elikhuluma ngalo uhlupho lwemali abantwana bezikolo bayasikhathaza.
Yeba kithi bakuhambile ina bakho batholele imali yempatala.
Imali ihluphile sibili ngitshone isesenta ngizama ukudinga wona imali kayitholakala
esenta ngaphi khonapho kobulawayo
uye ngapha ku-ecocase bakutshela ukuthi bhadala ama $2, $3 uthole uthole imali engange $50. Njalo leyo mali iyahlupha ukutholakala. Njengathi thina abazali sesifana nokuthi sesiphakathi kwembokodo lelide. Okuyikuthi okubuhlungu ka umntwana ukhala ngathi abazali. Kuzothi ama teacher bakhala ngathi abazali. Ungazathi thina yithi esilecala kanti lolu hlupho ludalwe lilizwe.
Mhm. Kundaba ye iko keshi konapho Spanda akungichasisele kuhle. Ngiphe umzekeliso asithi ifees yomntwana yi $50. Nxa ubhadala nge-econet, nge-ecocash, baya befuna ubhadala imalini. Ngizokhuluma nge-$2. Kuyamele uyengeze ibe yi-$52. Kuyama njani kona?
Uhlupho ezikolo zethu abakabi layo imitshina yabo leyo kuswayipa leyo. Layona leyo inumber zoyo, ecocash abalazo, bathi bafuna i-cash. Right, ikeshi ususuya kuma ikokeshi ngale abalazi imali zakhona. Bangutshela ukuthi imali iyahlupha, so nxa ufuna sikuphe imali kange $50, sinika imali kange $3. So kufana lokuthi suthenga imali leyana. Yilo uhlupho esihlangana nalo. Ngapha esikolo bayakhala futhi bathi sifuna i-cash njalo sokunzima ngoba uhead sesithi noma 50 cents ngilani.
Yeba kithi abakho bangaka abayesikolo Mtawini?
Mina abami abayesikolo sengiloyedwa kodwa ngilabazukulu abangu-4.
Bonke ukababhadaleni.
Okuyikuthi hayi abanye sengibabhadalele sibili sokuhlele ababili.
Mhm. Hayi siyabonga Mtawini baba, silethembuza uzayithola imali ubabhadalele abazukulu.
Hayi siyabonga Ntunga. Sizosonke njalo kusasa lo maningi.
Hayi kakhulu siyabonga, uqhubeke la usithinta sizokwenzakalayo.
Hayi kuhle.
Mm-hmm. That's our listener there, Rob Sbanda ngumdawini. Mkomama Saraure manzo amterera ari kutaura apa vari kuchema-chema. Nenyaya kuti iko keshi panenge pa vachivuma kuti ubhadhare ne iko keshi vanowanikwa vachiti you know pay more zvizvo hamuri kuonawo kuzvikoro zvenyu izvozvo zvikuru sei kuma reserva yavapo here iko keshi.
Nyaya yekushayikwa kwemari yakonzera matambudziko akawanda pakubhadhara. Zvikoro zvizhinji hazvina facility yeikokeshi yekuti vana vakwanise kunge vachibhadhara. Zvikoro zvizhinji hazvina facility yemaswipe. Zvikoro zvizhinji zviri kutoti kana kwaitwa mabank transfer chaiwo vaakuramba kuti mwana apinde akabata bepa rinoratidza kuti aite bank transfer, vachiti tichamirira kuti titange taona kuti maakaunti macho yakazosvika here, vachichema vachiti tine matambudziko ekuti pamwe pakanzi paiti matransfer tozoona ringori bepa rakadhindwa asi transfer yachona isina kuzoefektiwa. Kune vamwe vabereki vari kumamisha vaakumanikidzwa kuenda kunotenga mari kuti kana uchinge uine iko keshi uchida kuti uwane $50 unonge uchibhadhara 25% pamusoro, woipiwa iri mapepa anobatika emabond note kuti ukwanise kuzonobhadhara kuzvikoro zvekumaruwa kunenge kusina mafacilities iwayo. Saka tichitarisa mwana anenge achifanirwa kuti atabhadhare $15 kana akanzi abhadhare mari yacho yaakuita zvekunotengwa, munhu akwira bhazi kuenda kunotenda mari, mari yacho inotozobhadharwa yaakutosvika $50 ichitarisa nenyaya dzetransport kuti vanhu vafambe vachienda kunototengeswa mari yacho. Saka idambudziko.
We have lost Obet Masaraure, the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. However, we will be reconnecting with him shortly. Coming back to you, Mr. Kandla, I know you have your own concerns about the state of our education. What are your main concerns and how should they be addressed in your view?
My main concern as of the moment is the new curriculum, excluding the economic hardships that we're talking about. I believe this new curriculum is adding to the wars that the whole system is facing. It's a new curriculum that seems not well thought out, not well planned before, just forced down the throat of the nation. Because there are no qualified personnel to implement it. And what is even worse, there are so many new subjects that have been added to the curriculum as if the learning day will be extended to more than what it can take. For example, he's doing grade 3. He needs 15 exercise books for first 15 subjects. I think from an educationist point of view, that is rather too much for a young child to take. If at the university and other tertiary institutions, people concentrate on one or two subjects, and which give them a hard time, never mind that is a high level of education, what of those 15 subjects is such a confusing and confused situation that some of us are very much worried. What is it real that the minister and his minister and the government at large think they are going to achieve? That is my biggest worry. I think this new curriculum should have been introduced piecemeal over a period of about 5 years to see whether it works or it doesn't. And add this problem of the curriculum to the economic hardships that everyone is talking about. You have really a cocktail of disaster that is going to affect the education of this nation for many, many, many years to come. If it wanted to think like a caring government, they should have suspended this new curriculum until things stabilize in the country.
Babumkandla kodwa uhulumende ukhulume ngodaba lokuthi kulaba abalisa ba qualified abalolwazi abalekhono lokuthi bengafundisa abantwana kuma ama subjects ona lawa amatsha abuya le curriculum entsha. Kodwa uhulumende ubike lamhlanje ukuthi useqhathe ababalisa bangu 2300 abaqualified ukuthi bafundise ama-subjects ona lawo amatsha izifundo zonezo ezintsha. Kakukusuthisi lokho?
Ngitshola kancane, kuyini inkulungwane ezimbili amakhulu amathathu elizweni elingaka? Baqeqesha ngaphi labo bantu singazange sibabone besemakolitshini? Bayenela yini izikolo zonke? Mina kangingaboni ngitsholo yedwa kulezi zikolo engizaziyo kulabo babalisa ukuthiwa bakhona. Bangaphi? Baqeqesha nini? Baqeda nini izifundo zabo? Khatshela ukuthi laba sebekhona. Njengoba ngisitsho, kuyini 2000 ilizwe lonke leli bangenela yini bonabo? Balutshwane kakhulu. Yikukhuluma nje ukuthi bafuna ukugida beziqakezela laba bantu abakuhulumende. Kakula lutho. Yiko ngabe kuphiwe isikhathi baphuma baba banenge bagcwala indawana yonke le. Uzafika ukuthi bonabo engxenye okuthiwa sebeqeqeshile bayafundisa, bafundisa ezikolweni ezikhethiwe ezivele ziphezulu. Ngapha ngaphansi akula lutho Nkomo labalaleli. Angikwazi ukuthi ukhona yini owasinika amanani ala lezikolo abakuzo. Sibe sesikhangela le nani lezikolo ezikhona elizweni lonke lezifundo zona lezi ukuthi kufuneka ababalisi abangaki. Lokhu lithonsi elwandle akwindawo yiko kumele ngabakwenza benza lokuthi yi pre-trial ye new curriculum basebenze bona labo matisha bengakayilethi ebantwini ayikhona ukuqalisa nge-curriculum entsha babe sebeletha abantu gogogo akusebenzi.
Aha, siyabonga baba Mkandla, ngiyazi kukhona lapho ufuna ukugijimela khona. Siyabonga kakhulu baba ngokuba lati kuhlelo, we really appreciate.
Thank you Ngomo. Kodwa bengithanda ukuthi ngingakasuki abantu indaba lezikolo bangayikhangeli beyibeka yodwa lolu ludubo lezokuma kubi komnotho welizwe. Yebo namhla izikolo zivuliwe kodwa udubo lokuswelakala kwemali ngolelizwe lonke ezibhedlela kunjalo ezikolo kunjalo amabhasi lani kunjalo udubo lolu asoze luphele ngaphandle kokuthi ulungise umnotho welizwe abantu bazuze imali. Ngibe ngithi mina labona bangikhunabo eco case lani lani lama-bank transfers owenze eco case ngole mali owenza i-bank transfer ngole mali ongelalutho uzatransferani vele ngakulalutho udube yikuthi ilizwe seligcwele ubuyanga obunukayo.
Aha, well said there again. Thank you very much Mr. Thandeko Zinti Mkandla, educationist. Lingatinwa la kusasa baba.
Siyabonga, it has been my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you there to Mr. Mkandla. Unfortunately, we have to release him because he's rushing somewhere else. But Mr. Masaraure is back. But before I cross over to him, ngithathe umlaleli lapha uFreedom ose Harare. Kunjani baba?
Ngikhona baba.
Yeah, izwili ndaba singenile kuhlelo Freedom.
Yeah, hayi ndaba ngizile lapha silohlupho olukhona olukhulu kakhulu lapha eZimbabwe. Uhlupho lo yasazi ukuthi singaluqeda ngani. Izikhulu fees lapha lati ziyasandela mina ngilabantwana abangu 8 abafundayo. Kathethi ukuthi ngibabhadalele njani, angazi ukuthi ngibabhadalela njani. Kuthiwa imali ziyalo kuphuma kwanjena i-bond note leli, asiboni thina ukuthi ukuhamba njani kuleli lizwe.
Bangu-8 abakho Freedom, bakuliphi izinga, base-primary, base-secondary kumbe baxubene nje?
Bonke base-primary, abanye ngabazukulu, abantwana babodadewethu bahleli lapha ekhaya kodwa bakhangele mina.
Aha, wena lisukubhadalela bangaki so far?
Okathesi vele angingabhadaleli muntu ngoba isikolo engibafundisa kiso laso sikhala ngemthina yena leyo ukuthi abakwanisi ukusayipha. Ngikhuluma nginje ngumbalisi la mmelele ukuhulumende kodwa imali angiyiboni.
Yeba kithi, so ungumbalisi, you have to deal with i problem yokungabhadalwa kuhle, ubuye ube le problem futhi yokuthi ngaleso sizathu kawenelisi ukubhadalela abantu bakho esikolo labazukulu plus imali vele kayitholakala emabhanga.
Lokhu yindawo enzima kakhulu engikhathazayo ukuthi angazi ukuthi kambe umphakathi lozilo wonke ukuthi singenza njani ukuze siqede lolu suku.
Ngokubona kwakho kwenziwe njani mnumzana?
Mina ngiphelelwe ngimadolo nzima, angazi ngikhangele khona phezulu isiphatha amandla ukuthi kambe kungenziwa njani.
Hayi siyabonga, but njengokutsho kababa Mkandla, I'm sure ubulalele. Mr. Mkandla said, and I agree with him, the problems bedeviling the education sector are a reflection of the national crisis that we have as a country. And the answer really, the solution to those problems might be political. If you are not happy with what's happening, maybe it's time for you to go and register to vote. And vote out the government. But if you are happy with what's happening, maybe you should register too and vote for the status quo. Is that simple? Angidi kunjalo, Freedom.
Ai, kunjalo kona baba ngunkomo anti.
Ngunkomo ba.
Hayi kunjalo khona hayi khona kunjalo kodwa ke lanxa sikuma ecocash lapha silangana lolunye uhlupho lokuthi nxa kuyikuthi ufuna $50 uzwa kuthiwa hayi thatha $46 thina sithele $4 lapha ngenye inkinga futhi esihlangana layo naleyo elizweni lethu angazi ukuthi vele singenza njani.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. $4 yonke le, that's a lot of money in a country like Zimbabwe. Even here in the United States, ingaphuma nje $4 ku account, you feel it ukuthi ah, ilokuzeni bengile imali ethe xaxa lapha na si shota nge $4. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, hayi kona yiko ngoma, hayi lutuke silalo lapha eZimbabwe.
Yebakithi, hayi kuzalunga, silethemba le mali yefizo zayithola abantwana labazukulu bahambe esikolo, mnumzana.
Hayi, ngiyabonga Nkomo, kwazo phezulu.
Mhm, hayi kuzalunga, siyabonga lathi. Freedom, that's our listener there calling us from Harare. Freedom is a teacher. He's a parent too. He has 8 kids. His own plus abantwana babo tatewabo abazukulu. And he says so far he hasn't been able to get any school fees for them. He complains about being underpaid. Then you have all these children that you have to take care of. And under the circumstances, you cannot. Coming back to you, Mr. Masaraure, the government says it has recruited 2,300 teachers. That's 2,300, according to the ZBC today, who will be teaching the new subjects under the controversial new curriculum. Is that not enough? You guys always complain about this new curriculum, and the government has now responded with these qualified teachers. Do you have any case anymore against the new curriculum?
To begin with, Momo, that is a lie. The 2,300 teachers are not coming in to teach the new curriculum only. The bulk of them are replacements for teachers who had their contracts terminated or who left the profession while there was a freeze of employment and they were not being replaced. So they didn't say they had a big backlog and they just did try to fill some gaps. But obviously, coming to the idea of having deployed teachers to teach the new curriculum, we would just say this is a serious case where the nation is now being forced to fund the whole process of trying to massage the ego of one Comrade Lazarus Dokora, because looking at it, the new subject that is alluding to has nothing to do with the contextual realities of our country, has nothing to do, they will not help us in any way as a country to solve the crisis that is bedeviling our country. We would have expected investment in other areas of our economy. The 2,300 teachers, for the bulk of them are forget filling for teachers that they've already left. And if we are going to be deploying a couple of teachers who will be teaching drama and stuff in those schools, that will not help us. And obviously, they are also truly true. So we are looking at a scenario where we had the shambolic process of trying to implement a hurriedly prepared curriculum, which is also flawed and is not compatible with our needs as a country. And we are now using the little resources that we have. We are pouring them down the drain just to massage the ego of Lazarus Dokora. What is really needed at the moment in the country is serious education planning, where we have people must be sitting down and really designing a good curriculum for the country, trying to find ways of funding it. And the implementation must also be systematic must not be a hurried thing, obviously, when people are trying to just get recognition to be seen to be doing something when, in actual fact, they are not doing anything. When people are really trying to stampede before, it's trying to dramatize before the elections which are coming around. They want to fool the whole nation that something is being done. But we are on the ground. We know those 2,300 teachers, the bulk of them are extremely forgetful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mkoma. Obet Masaraure, please do stay on the line. Timbo Indagu, South Africa. Timbo Tora, Mkoma Mambuma. Magadi Mkoma wangu.
Dofara Mkoma Mtunga, Morisego.
Ah, Dribo, Gurisego, Jonuku.
Ah, Ngota Tarika, Tarika, Kuno.
Ah, Shichanaga, Mainzwa, Nyairi Mugango, Mama, Wanairima, school fees.
Ah, Saka, Oma Mkoma wangu, hey. Upenyo wajo, ulimende ya nizuti nda kupapa nushara kusikapa extendi ipija siye. Na amu cha chaye ya wada kukonzeresa mnika kusikapa kusada kubuma kutindio sunzaka. Zino kosha mkoma kutimunu aliku tambura kana jenori kuno nyangia aliku mbuya aliku wajenda mbuya kubanga kuna kuti wanga badara skufizi mso kutanga ili wajitosha oma ili kuti warala meo zirinani. No bad, I'm goma. No bad, that's the activity you do remain. Even Maria Jominica Muna, in and blame you, I was born to blame our men, but I know to remain to Konewa. Now, I don't go around your education systems in that way. And only Jarumogon, but I have been done. That's another guy, Maya, can get you a guy for Lumumum and the minister of education.
As you are a good big one, Navam Gave and the very good goodness. Aiwa, zvicha naka mukoma wangu tisarasa mbereko nekufirwa.
Ya, zvatozonaka kana pato ya vamwe vanyuwani kwete ava varipo avahadi. Toda new blood is recycling of dead wood tanyara nazvo zvinhu.
Aiwa, tozvinzwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma Donald.
Mofarisa mukoma sister tenda ikokoko mawo.
Ndicham kwaziza.
Thanks, Mkoma.
Okay, thanks. That's our number one listener there, Donald Mambuma. And Mr. Masarore, please do stay on the line as I welcome Zinasu President Alistair Funye. Mr. Funye, good evening and welcome on Studio 7. We are doing good. Let's dive in. As universities and colleges, you guys opened some time 2 weeks ago. And secondary and primary schools opened today. We've been talking mainly about problems bedeviling the primary and secondary sector, but I know you have your own fair share of challenges and problems as colleges and universities. What are those challenges?
Thank you, my brother. I can refer it as scandalous, because as students today, as we recently opened, were confronted by a situation that even our payment plans, for example, at MSU are being erased, introducing what the so-called loans, but these loans they don't even benefit all the majority of the students. They just cater for only students that have their parents as civil servants. And also the major problem, again, that we're facing as students at tertiary institutions is the issue of accommodation. We are confronted by a situation that we are having double intakes, and having double intakes, those double intakes, they don't even accommodate all the students on campus. Henceforth, resulting to a situation where we witness female students being victimized by combi drivers so that they'll be able to be transported to school, being victimized by garden boy, referring to the incident at the University of Zimbabwe, where some female students are now residing with garden boys. We refer it as a type of accommodation. So these are one of the challenges that are confronting us as we open schools.
The Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jonathan Moyo, and I must say, when it comes to issues, policy, politics, there is a lot of daylight between him and me. We differ a lot. I don't agree at all with, you know, what he stands for. He seems to me like a practical man, a problem solver. I've seen him, dive in and solve problems, for the benefit of, his constituency, for the benefit of, students, for the benefit of whoever will be, needing help. Have you tried to engage him as, students?
Yes, as the Zimbabwe National Students Union, last semester we submitted a 10-point plan to his office on how he can be able to improve the environment in our learning campuses, to improve the quality of education. I think they revised that book, that 10-point plan, and he's trying to use it as a party card when it comes to 2018, according to our analysis. But however, looking at the issues that the issues of grants, those same grants, they are being offered by companies like EduLoan. They once engaged us as Zimbabwe National Students Union, but we saw that those loans are actually stealing much from the students and their parents, because at the end of the day, you find that the collateral that they want, some of the parents don't have. And also the percentage of interest in those loans is just too much to what is expected. Because we should also understand that education is not for sale. It's a right. A right is something that must be, everyone must benefit from.
Please do stay on the line there, Alistair Funye, ZINASU President, and Masaraore. Please do stand by. Ngithathe umlaleli lapha uMagaya eSouth Africa. Kunjani Magaya?
Ngiyaphila baba, linjani khona ngapha eMelika?
Nayi siyaphila. Uyizwile indaba bahlawulelwe yini abantwana esikolo?
Ngicabanga njalo njengoba mina ngapha angizwanga bekhalakhala, kodwa-ke bangaze babe behlawulile. Kuyangihlupha kulaba abangahlawulanga, ngokuthi nxa ngisizwa isizathu, it's not ukuthi abazali bayehluleka, kukhona okwenza benganelisi ukubhadala. Mhlawumbe yikho okungikhathazayo ukuthi into enjalo ingalungisiswa njani ukuze abazali bangayehlupala ukubhadala abantwana esikolo ngendlela zokuthi uhulumende khona ukubancedisa.
Kulungisiswe njani pho khonapho, Magaya? Ngoba ayikho phela imali elizweni, emabhanga lapha iyasilela njengobani usazi lawo.
Well, angazi kumbe sengizohlanganisa indaba ngokuthi sizama ukulungisisa. Uyabona ungahamba ebhoda lapha, mina ngiyacrossa almost every month and ngisiya eZimbabwe. Amadola lama sayini le mali ekhona manje, amadola le mali enye nale
amabhondi notes la sesile.
Ye, wona la amabhondi maningi kakhulu laphana, abafana bawabambile bayatshintsha. ukuthi why uhulumende akakwazi khona oko yini engazama ukuthi imali leyo ingene emabhanga abanikazi abasebenzayo labafuna ukuthi into bazithole khona oko akwazakalini baba.
Abakwazi ukuthi amabhondi agcwele eBotswana laseSouth Africa khona ngapho, but bayakulungisisa njani? Awusoze ungene phela eBotswana uyebathathela abantu osiphatheleni bona babale abalamabhondi.
Ye, atho imizamo lami sengizama ukuthi mhlawumbe lesiphatha amandla ezikuhulumende zingazizama lazo ukuthi hhayi ezinyimali madoda nikazi zikhona ebantwini emabhoda lapha. Ezinyazi ke bayenza imizamo angikwazi ukuthi ukuhamba njani ukuthi ufice ibhanga umthethi kuleli khona eswele imali kodwa wona ungafika laphana ukuthatha imali efunayo ngesikhathi singaleso. Mhlawumbe kudinga ukuthi ungabe kuyalungisiswa khonoko kuzisa ubuhlungu mhlawumbe umuntu ongakuhambakuhambiya ngeke akubone khonoko.
Aliqiniso lelo Mnumzana Magaya, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo ba.
Ngiyabonga lamhlanje bengisithi ngiyakhalala ngisaphinde ngiliphinde futhi alibambeki litholakala nzima kakhulu.
Ah, sorry, sesizaqhubeka sikubamba baba. At times siyandelwa ngabalaleli babe baningi kakhulu kodwa hayi lifikile ithuba lakho namhlanje.
Okay, ngiyabonga. Bengicabanga ukuthi umhlabeni zakhuluma lobaba uMkandla njengoba lami ngisuke eGwanda but njengani usephumile kaseko kuhlelo.
Yeah, usuke wagijimela sami ubaba uMkandla. Okay, siyabonga Magaya. That's Mr. Magaya there calling us from South Africa. Ndimbozo kira kwa muri mkoma masara urendi satinda inda kuna vapfunye. Muri kuti imimi statement yenyu and I quote, once again, we maintain our call for the urgent setting up of the Education Equalization Fund to fund free quality education for all and also 100% to salary rural attraction and retention allowance to motivate and keep quality and experienced educators in the rural areas to expedite development of education. Saka muruta oranezwe free education for all ne education equalization fund iyo ichava homwe ichange ichi yakanangana nezwe kubhadharira munhu wese muzvikoro ichabva kupi mari yacho zvichafambiswa sei apa.
Ndinotenda mari iyo kubhadhara iyo yetinayo ndinoda kuti ndikupei muenzaniso wekuti kunyika yakaita seNamibia tisati tadzoka kunokumba mwana wese anoenda kuchikoro kuprimary nekusekondari anongosungirwa kuti azitengere uniform chete mari inenge yabhadharwa nehurumende. Tichidzoka kunokumba tikada kuedza tichikalkuleta vana vedu neuwandu hwavo nemari yatinoda kuti tivabhadharire muzvikoro zviri basic zvekuti vana vese vaende kuchikoro tikamira matrip matatu ekuenda kuSingapore kunoitisa kana kusikero kuendesa mwana kusikero kana kungoti munhu anotarikwa maziso kuti aidii tombongotora mari toti gwendo guno toda kuchengeta mari iyoyi yematiri matatu tibhadhare dzidzo inokwana kubhadhara dzidzo yevana vose vechemu imwe chete. Mari tinayo chatinongoda kugadzirisa mapriorities edu toziva zvakatikoshera senyika toziva kuti kuinvesta mudzidzo kusimudzira nyika nekuti vana vatiri kupa njere ava tidi kutirashikirwe ndidzimwe njere dzichatadza kuenda kuchikoro dzinove njere dzadzichazovandudza upfumi hwenyika. Saka mari iripo muno yakawandisa. Tine upfumi huri muzvicherwa, tine upfumi huri muzvirimwa zvedu, tine upfumi potenga upfumi huri mumaindastri. Tikange tavhura taita taungadza upfumi hwedu zvakanaka, tine upfumi hwakawandisa. Chinongodiwa kugadzira mapriorities edu zvakanaka, chinongodiwawozve kuisa ziso redu rakasimba panyaya yekamastructural adjustment chaiwo chaiwo, kwete anaisa vandidzira upfumi hwedu togadzirawo domestic capital yakakura inokwanisa kuita kuti zvinhu zvedu zvese zviende mberi, zvingave kudzidzo kana kune zveutano chaizvo.
Ndimboenda kuna mukoma pfunye Alista uyakhuluma masara uri lapha ukhuluma nge free education for all. Okuyinto ehlala ikhulunywa ngabantu abaningi nje bathi imfundo ayimelanga ibe lempadalo. Ngokubona kwakho, is that practical, iyavela ngaphi imali?
kubona kwami ngibona ku practical ukuthi imfundo ingaba for free. Singakhangela selizweni okudisappear khona imali ezingange 15 billion US dollars. Siselizweni u professor u minister for Twitter and Zanu PF faction ekwazi ukuthengela izinduna amabhayisikili ngemali yama students. So lokhu kuyatshengisela ukuthi imali ikhona kodwa abaprioritize lapho meli channelwe khona. Singakhayela ukuthi ku 15 billion ya disappear, let's say sathatha 5 billion sayichannela into education, sathatha vis-a-vis le mali ezimdefu sahlanganisa, the 110 possibilities ukuthi singa-achieva i-free education for all. So ngibona ubaba uMasaraure ekuye lo mqondo omuhle njalo ngiyamsupporta ngokuthi kwakhona i-government yehluleka ukuprioritize.
We have lost Alistair Funye nevertheless we still have Mr. Masaraure, and for those who've just tuned in, this is Studio 7 and the program is The Connection. Today we are focusing on schools opening amid the continuing, the enduring cash crisis, which has reportedly resulted in many parents failing to access cash from the banks to pay for their kids. Coming back to you, Mr. Masaraure, going forward, how do we address all the problems that you are pointing out? How do we secure and make sure our education sector rises to the levels where it once was?
Well, thank you so much for that question. We have over the years been demanding for reforms from the incumbent government. But what they've been doing is the complete opposite of what we always expected from them. And they are continuing to run towards the abyss. They are dragging our education sector towards the hell. So it's now incumbent upon the citizens of Zimbabwe to really come together and choose another government that can run the republic. And obviously, they must also be reading through the manifestos of those who will be claiming that they can lead this country better. Some of the key points to note is to realize that we don't need neoliberalism in this country. We don't need pro-capitalist policies in this country because they can only do us more harm. So if we go towards election season, I would urge fellow citizens to register to vote. And when they register to vote, they must make sure that they will vote for a government that will be able to really plan for education, to plan for an education system that is competitive globally, to plan for an education system that can address the challenges that we face as a country. So at the end of the day, it is really time for Zimbabweans to collectively agree that the current regime has failed to run not only the education sector, but all these spheres of our lives, from the economic and the broader social issues, including health and other social issues, housing and other amenities. So it is time for us to be changing the government, finding an alternative, and coming together and designing policies that work for our country.
Regime change is the solution, says Mr. Masaraure there. I'm not the one who's saying that. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Masaraure. Sithathe umlaleli eMzansi Tore Mtereri South Africa vamoyo makadi mkomo wangu
ndinosimba makadize
aiwa tinofara kurisei ku South Africa
kuri nani zvako
mainzwa nyaya iri mugango nasi.
Ya nyaya tiri kuinzwa but ndinoona kuti tinofanira kutongodzingwa hurumende iri kutonga izvozvi kwete kudzinga vana kuchikoro.
Saka inodzingwa nani?
Nyika ndo iri kuba mari, saka vanhu vandati vanhu vaone pi mari iyo hurumende ikaisa mari mubhengi vanhu havashayi mari, saka vanokudzingirei vana vechikoro, vanoti mari tinoiwanepi.
Asi hurumende yacho inogara ichitaura wani kuti hapana mwana anofanira kudzingwa kuchikoro, asi zvikoro zvinongodzinga vana zvisinei.
Aiwa, izvo zvinotaurwa parali kuti hakuna mwana anodzingwa kuchikoro. Ko tinongonzwa vachingoti vanhu havafani kurohwa nekuti havasapotisa bato riri kutonga izvino, asi vanhu vanongorohwa, hapana anosungwa. Ukatoripota iwarohwa ndiona utosungwa. Saka iyi pati inofanira itongoendeswa iyi zvachose, inyure zvachose. Because ukatasa indoshaya kuti vanonzi ndo vanovasapota vacho ndevapi, nekuti tese tinongodzingirwa vana kuchikoro. Hakunzi mwana wesapota ezanu ngaasare kuchikoro, asi vanhu vanosarara vanongosapotira kusapotira bato doro chete raunotengerwa musumwe chete werali chete.
Aiwa,
vanhu vakafa pfungwa chaiko chaiko. Chipati chinofanira kutongoenda ichi.
Aiwa, tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu vamoyo.
Nei ndinotendawo.
Alistair, how do we move forward? How do we fix our broken education sector?
I think moving forward, it is incumbent to the people and the citizens of Zimbabwe to join them as we are going towards 2018 election, to really take it upon themselves to decide and listen to these politicians. But what is fundamental is that, number one, we don't want a geocrat government. Number two, we don't want dictatorship. Number three, we want a government for the people, by the people, that represent and obey the principles that they were elected to power. We need a government also that will consider revising industry, will consider revising education. Because why we want industry to be revived, we also have students that go on attachment. And looking at the economy which is being run by zombie economists has resulted to students being more of volunteers, offering their services, not being paid anything. So I think it is incumbent that all young people go and register to vote when it comes to 2018.
Ngamafitshane nxa ubabu Jonathan Moyo lalelo kwamanje ngoba ngichilo, you know, he's a practical man. He's a problem solver as far as I've seen him in action. Mayelalele ngamafitshane kuyini ongafuna kulungisise ngokuphuthuma?
Nalele ekulungisise, number one, yikukhipha i-attachment fees. Number two, yikukhipha i-medical aid, because i-medical aid most of ama-students ayisebenzisi, basebenzise yangibo. Number three, yikwehlisa i-fees. So yizizinto eziyi-three engigayo kazilungisele. Then number four ekucina yikuthi ekhayelise udaba lwe-accommodation within amakhampasi ethu.
And that brings us to the end. Thank you there, Alistair. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Siyabonga libelo lalo.
Siyabonga. And that brings us to the end of our show, but we still have a minute on the clock, which I'd like to use to remind you that the voter registration process will soon commence. As you'd know by now, President Robert Mugabe has proclaimed that voter registration should start this week on Thursday. That's the 14th. Of course, I understand there is litigation being taken by Tendai Biti and Monzora, if I'm not mistaken, over that case. But we don't know how it will play out. However, for now, be on standby. Zek has said that they might not start registering people on the day because they are still waiting for the machines. But here's the bottom line. Hlalani lilindile, sisuke yahlala garai maga gazirira kunyoreza kuvota. And that does it for us. Thank you there, Tandeko Zintimkandla, Alistair Funye, Obet Masaraure, and Mr. Raymond Majongwe. We tried but failed to connect with you. Mafone nyari kuneza mkoma wangu. Good night, Zimbabwe. Lilale Zulukandaba. Amtunga milinkomo.